Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out when you get a chance. It's free. No barrier to entry at our website. If you can get online, you can get what we got. And we want you to use it to your advantage, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. The operative word there being free. It come by email every Sunday afternoon. I'm glad about having Stephen Gaffney back on the show, folks. Stephen's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and maybe the handsomest guy in the Brain Trust. I don't know. You know, folks, I put my picture on the back cover of my books, but if I was as handsome as Steve, I'd do what he does. I'd put him right on the front cover. He's the author of Just Be Honest. Also, his new book is called Honesty Works. He's our good friend Steve. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back there, handsome. And hey, one of the things, Stephen, I know you want to talk about today is something that I think is very important. I was telling the audience that. One of the things you like to tell people to do is just be honest, like as the title of your book says. But it's more than just telling others the truth, being honest, isn't it? I mean, we have to speak truth to ourselves, don't we?
Absolutely. The greatest lies we tell are the lies we tell ourselves. And we don't confront what I think is the biggest enemy to our growth, especially in small businesses, and that's ourselves. And I think sometimes people say, well, no, I really want success. Do we? For example, are we willing to let go of things that didn't work this year and take those lessons learned and grow from that experience? Are we kind of holding on to the past? Are we appreciating the people around us? And when we're setting goals for this year, are we being reasonable? Are we being unreasonable? And are we really confronting and setting goals that we really want to achieve?
Well, tell us what that sounds like when we talk to ourselves, when we tell ourselves lies. What does it sound like?
Well, one of the biggest lies that people say is, oh, that doesn't bother me. Oh, I'll let go of that. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. that doesn't bother me. But we keep talking about it. we have issues. And we're upset with somebody at work. We're upset with somebody in their family. We tried a project that didn't work. And we're like, we're over it. But we think about it. You know, like I spent a lot of money with a business consultant that didn't really work. And, you know, I held on to that. And then finally I said, you know, am I going to let go from this experience and grow? Or am I going to keep dragging it around with me? So I had to actually confront myself. But the bottom line was I needed to move forward, and I have grown from that experience as a result of it.
Why did you have the person didn't do a good job for you, and so you wound up making it your brain damage instead of giving it back to him?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I confronted the situation, of course, and we tried to get it addressed. But the bottom line is, it wasn't. He didn't do the job I wanted him to do. Whether it was my fault, his fault, and we could discuss it. But the point being that I was holding on to it, and it was affecting. And you know what, Jim? I was talking about it with other people, but I kept saying, "Oh, I'm going to let it go."
So, what's the solution?
Well, one of the keys is to really first tell the truth to ourselves. Have we let it go? And if we haven't, here's the key. What am I going to do about it? What lessons can I learn? Well, there's a whole chapter in our book, Honesty Works, about specific techniques that people can do to let go. And one of them is to really write down, brainstorm some lessons learned that I can grow from this experience. And you got to write it down because, Jim, if you don't write it, I've found if you don't write this stuff down, if you think, yeah, I've grown from that experience, have I?
So no, you got to write. You're right. You got to write it down.
Yep.
Because you'll forget it. It's amazing how much you'll forget. I don't care how good your memory is. Especially, you know, I think the things we forget a lot quicker are the things that might actually, put a little responsibility on us.
Absolutely. And so maybe, so let's say we hired the wrong person, and you know we're upset about that. Brainstorm some lessons, and you got to, when you say when I say brainstorm, I really mean, you know, all the ugly stuff. Like, I should have never hired that person. What a jerk. That's my lesson learned. Two, hey, maybe my hiring procedures were off. Wow, I didn't check into enough references before spending the decision. I could have set up a trial period. All the, and so you're going to get ugly stuff, but you also get some gold out of there. So you got to brainstorm and let yourself be free and just kind of write down, what can I learn from this experience, such that when I look back at this situation, I have grown from this experience.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, you know, but see, that's, now that's the kind of thing that, that when other people do something to you, like happened to you, we're so upset about that. It hurts our feelings so much. It's like an itch that we want to scratch, isn't it?
I'm sorry? The last part?
I said, it's like an itch that we want to scratch when someone does something like that to us. You know, we just want to keep scratching it, and it's hard to turn that loose, isn't it?
Well, yes, but here's the good news. There's a lot of techniques that people can do to turn that around. First step is to brainstorm, and then from there, what you want to do is you want to look at, okay, what's on this piece of paper that I could actually really choose, and how do I turn that into action items so I can really grow from this?
Well, and one thing, one of the things to write down would be, okay, where did this relationship start going south, and what did that look like, and make a note of that. So, because here's the thing, Stephen, you and I both know, within a short period of time, you know, a month or a year, you're going to have a situation like that again, and you're going to be able to make a difference, maybe make a change, not let it go south.
Absolutely.
Maybe do a better job of spelling out the specifics of what you want the person to do, or not let them lapse into some kind of unaccountability or whatever it might be.
Absolutely. I think people do the reason why they don't grow from the past is because they don't learn from the past. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they keep repeating themselves. Like, I want to challenge people who are listening on the radio today. Are you kind of spinning your wheels? What did you do differently this year? What did you try differently? How did you move forward? And are you doing some crazy stuff and setting some crazy goals, which we can talk about as well, about what's the difference between goals that really work and goals that, you know, just kind of keep making a little small progress, and why are some people suddenly have a gangbuster year and other people just are repeating the past?
But it's not always so easy to do that, because it requires us to look inwardly. It requires us to be a little introspective, and that hurts a little bit sometimes, Jimmy, because we look in there and we say, hey, I don't think I like what I see.
What I say when this comes up at seminars and when I'm privately coaching people is, what better time to realize that? I mean, when do we want to realize this? Do we want to realize it today or a year from today?
Right. Right. Stand by. We're going to come back, and Stephen's going to help us set some goals for all this, ladies and gentlemen. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Stephen Gaffney, is our guest. That's Gaffney with two F's. And the new book is called Honesty Works.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. Stephen, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www, of course, honestcommunication.com. Honest Communication, singular. So it's Honest Communication, all one
can
word.
Can we find both books there, Just Be Honest and Honesty Works?
Yes, they can go to and they can get either book, and also they can sign up for our email tip. And I'll offer this to the audience, is if they go and get our free, it's a free email tip, we'll send them a tip on forgiveness with specific techniques about how to do this. We started this process, but we'll give them more.
Well, I appreciate that. And your tips come out twice a month, right?
Correct.
Now, what I predict, Stephen, is some people who are going to ask you for those honesty tips are going to give them to somebody else. I predict that most of us listening are not thinking about how we can benefit from it, except maybe to give it to someone else that we think has a problem.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, giving the gift of honest communication to someone else, and even if they don't want to spend money on the book, they can actually go to our website, and there's a free video clips of a couple interviews I did on NBC that I've had people show it in their staff meetings.
Well, I just think it's kind of funny the way we all think it's somebody else's the problem. But anyway, so let's set some goals.
Okay, absolutely. You know, here's the first thing I want to say to people. Okay, we've heard time and time again about goals, but here's what I'm going to suggest. Do you have a crazy goal, first of all? And instead, let's say you generated $1 million in revenue this year. Why not set a goal for $5 million? People say, well, $5 million, I don't know how to do that. Well, maybe the first step, and what I'd suggest, is set a crazy goal and sit on that and think, how would my life look if I achieved, let's say, $5 million in revenue this year? How would it look? And develop a specific picture and kind of settle in with that. And here's what I found. If you set a crazy goal and you start to visualize this, what we often hear, but I mean really visualize it, picture your life with that, then what happens is you start to think, well, what could I do that's maybe crazy, something different? Because here's the deal. I think people set incremental goals, and what they do is they work at that, and so they make little growth. Why not set a crazy goal and maybe shake some things up? And this year, do you have some home run type of ideas that you're going to really go for the fences? And, you know, what are you going to do differently this year that might help you really take your business and to a different level?
A friend of mine calls that a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Absolutely. But you know what I found, too, Jim, is that people don't spend time, once they set a crazy goal like that, with sitting and imagining how would their life look if they achieved it. How would they have their family? What kind of belongings would they buy? How would their life look?
Mm-hmm.
And really think about that. You know what something else they could do is they could actually write it down and write it, you know, a page of how my life would look when this goal is achieved.
Well, see what you're... What you're talking about, Stephen, is pushing their own envelopes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're talking about, you know, get out of your comfort zone just a little bit. Just go spend a little time out there in the perimeter, out on the leading edge, and see what it's like out there. Because you're never gonna, you know, even if you say, well, you know what, I don't like it out here. I'm uncomfortable out here, but I probably would like to be a little closer to this edge than I am now. And you're never going to get closer to that edge if you don't go out there and look around a little bit.
Absolutely, and that ties with the theme today, which is confronting the biggest thing, and that's the lies we tell ourselves. So when we set this goal and when we think about it, up will come all the conversation that gets in the way, and then we got to really confront what's going on internally and what do I need to address, and maybe some things will be popping up in the present. Like maybe there's some people around us that are not really good to have around us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding us back.
Toxic.
And then am I willing to confront that?
Yeah. One of the things that that I would like, I think is a good goal to set for folks, because I set it for myself. When I turned 40, I said, you know what? I'm going to start gravitating toward things and people that make me happy and away from things and people that make me unhappy.
Yes.
And I haven't completely, you know, it's not a perfect situation. You don't always get to do that. But I've done that for the most part. And I'll tell you, I've been a lot happier since then. Now you got to, if you're going to accomplish that, you got to be prepared you might have to reinvent yourself.
Absolutely. You might have to also have some tough conversations with the people around us. Hey, you're not supporting me. You're getting in the way. And what can we do to turn that relationship around or whatever needs to be done? But I feel like you're holding me back. And
actually,
having tough conversations.
Actually, with some of them, it's not that hard. You know why? All you have to do is say, bye. have a good life. But, you know, I mean, that's about as honest as it gets there, Stephen.
Absolutely.
When you tell somebody bye.
And, you know, Jim, that comes back to, again, the confronting the biggest lies, the lies we tell ourselves, where we say, oh, it's okay to have this person around me. I can deal with it. Yeah, they're real negative, but I'll just deal with it. Are we really dealing with it? Or is it holding us back? And if we really confront our conversation internally, then what specific actions am I going to take to improve my life as well as improve my business? What am I going to do differently this year?
Stephen, give us the website one more time.
Sure. It's honestcommunication.com. Honestcommunication.com.
And don't forget his free offer there.
Yes. And the offer is this. If they sign up for our email tip and they send us a note, we'll send them that tip on forgiveness that has specific techniques about how to do it.
Thank you, Stephen, for being here. Happy holidays to you, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. That's G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, by the way. Quick break. Right back with Ted Fishman. We're going to talk about China right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.